Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by Cindy Crozier with the Knoxville Hospitals and Clinics to talk about Girls Night Out and the Can't I Care Less Cancer Radiothon coming up on Thursday. I guess first off, Cindy, you know, this event is coming up on Thursday. It's for kind of bringing awareness to breast cancer, other cancers. Tell us really the purpose of the Girls Night Out and the Radiothon coming up on Thursday.
Well, the purpose of our Radiothon and the Girls Night Out is to bring awareness to people with breast cancers, or this year we're kind of focused on breast cancer, uterine, ovarian cancers. In the past, it has just been breast cancer, but we've decided to go a little broader with it and get some more women's health issues out there, and to help them to learn what they need to do and how to more be aware of what's going on with their bodies.
Now, this has been going on for a while. How long exactly has this been going on? What year will this be? And what is your ties to the Radiothon, the Girls Night Out?
This has been going on now for 11 years. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it has been. And my tie to it is that Dr. Bob Leonard here had some family members that were diagnosed with breast cancer. And he kind of, I think, was researching it some and finding out that there was quite a few women out there the same thing. And he wanted to put together a program to get awareness out there and get people to go get their mammograms. And I just happened to have been, I think I was like a four-year survivor when I was approached by him asking if I would kind of help with the Radiothon and get some people to come and talk, and had some of our breast cancer survivors come and talk, and we had some of our providers come and speak on it too. And that's how the whole thing got started, and I was kind of a big advocate just about just cancer in general. There's been cancer in our family. Me and my husband have lost a little one years ago with cancer, and I've always just kind of been an advocate of just any type of cancer. We need to get more research, find out how we can prevent this. So that's how I kind of got started in this.
Now, when it comes to the Radiothon and the Girls Night Out, it's not just going to be talk about breast cancer, though. There's going to be other cancers brought up during this conversation. What are some of the things that are going to be covered during the Radiothon?
This year, we're going to cover breast cancer along with ovarian and uterine cancer. There seems to be, in this area, for some reason, several ladies that have been diagnosed with either uterine or ovarian cancers. And I think we need to get that out there to the women and provide as much information as we can with our providers that were there, and we'll have a few of our nurses talking to that night, so a woman knows the warning signs, because I know some of them can be just the tiniest little warning sign that you don't even think anything about that will trigger you to, I need to probably call my provider and get in and sit down and have a conversation and see what's going on.
Now, this is coming up on Thursday, but you guys are doing stuff throughout the week, right?
Yes, we are. We always kind of kick this week off and get the entire hospital involved. And like this morning, for instance, we kick it off with our bake sale, which is going on as we speak and is doing very well. And the proceeds to that go to Coaches Versus Cancer. We also sell T-shirts, you know, a few weeks prior, and the proceeds for that also go to Coaches Versus Cancer. And we have goodies through the week, too. Everybody likes food, and it just kind of brings everybody together out there and gets them talking about the Radiothon and our Girls' Night Out that we have. It's kind of gets everybody in gear and ready for that. And our Girls' Night Out involves us putting a kind of a vendor thing on for women to come out, and we have several vendors that come from, they will sell purses to jewelry to makeup to clothes, you know, anything a woman would like, and they're girls too, you know, and we have food and refreshment, and we have door prizes that you can sign up for. And everything is free to the public. There's no admission to this. Everything is free, except for if you buy something from a vendor, they're probably going to want you to pay for their goods. But otherwise, it's free. It's just great to get everyone together out there, and it is so much fun to see the camaraderie that's going on during the Girls' Night Out and to help bring awareness to the cancers that are going on, and it gets people talking.
So now the Radiothon and the Girls' Night Out is going on Thursday. What times exactly are those? Where exactly is this going to be held at? And what do people need to do to be a part of it, or even really find out more information?
Well, the Radiothon will be from 5 to 7, and that will be going on in correlation with the Girls Night Out. And then we also, our Girls Night Out is from 5 to 7 this year, and it'll be in the lobby of our hospital, the majority of it. And part of it this year, we've kind of spreading things out. You can go down the hallway to some of our conference rooms. We'll have people set up down there and go to the cafeteria to get food and refreshment. And to find out more about our event, we have it on our Facebook page and also on the KHC website. So, or if you care to, you can call and people can tell you too what time it is, or you know, need any details.
And they can tune in to K&I Care Less during the radiothon.
Yes, they can. They can listen. And I really encourage people to do that too. There is so much information that the providers and the survivors have for you. I mean, I learned something new. I've been doing this now for 11 years. I learn something new every time that we do this. Also, one time when we were doing the radiothon, just for instance, a husband was listening to the radiothon, and his wife, he called his wife and told her, you need to get out to the Knoxville Hospital tonight. They're doing mammograms. You haven't had one. You need to go get yours done. And she came out and came up to the radio and said, I'm here to get my mammogram. And we were just so surprised. And we said, well, we will arrange that for you. So we got a hold of our ultrasound department, the Mammo Girl, and she did her mammogram. And then she actually came back to the radio afterwards to tell us how it was with her experience and stuff like that. So I know there's people out there listening just for that aspect of it. And there is. There is just so much great information that we get out to you that I'm just amazed myself how much information.
Thanks to Cindy Crozier with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIACareLess.com.